And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Our first segment, Valentine's Day, my eye. Valentine's Day, my eye. Plus, our DDD, God has a better watch. Also, how will we face him when we see him? And the results of seeking.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. We like that one. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations. Spiritual observations. My life's insanities. And oy vey. So much more. Hey, we're asking you. No, you. What do you think? Call us at 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE. You can just remember that any topic is technically open for conversation, except for gumdrops. Just, I don't want to hear about gumdrops. I'm just not in the gumdrop mood. Just keep it to yourself. Why? Because it's not professional radio, it's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family. The David Spoon Experience, right here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station. Well,
there is one. Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Hi, this is Brian Newberry, pastor of Calvary Chapel San Diego. I want to invite all the men out for our men's breakfast Saturday, February 18th. The theme is Run for the Prize. Special guest speakers include Pastor Mike McIntosh of Horizon, Pastor Mike Bucher of Calvary Chapel Cleveland, with special guest worship from Calvary Chapel Budapest, Hungary. To register, go online, calvarysandiego.com. Saturday, February 18th, Calvary Chapel San Diego Men's Breakfast. Let us know you're coming by registering at calvarysandiego.com.
Maranatha Christian Schools is a premier college preparatory program serving preschool through 12th grade students in San Diego. Join us for our junior high and high school info night and elementary open house on Thursday, February 16th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. This is a perfect opportunity to get to know us and hear why our students are thriving in academics, athletics, performing arts, and our many programs. Our principals will be there to answer all of your questions. Maranatha Christian Schools is distinctly academic and undeniably Christian. For more information about Maranatha Christian Schools, open house, and info night on Thursday, February 16th, go to maranathachristianschools.org. That's maranathachristianschools.org. Or call 858-759-9737. That's 858-759-9737.
So you're a business owner.
A dream come true.
You got the personalized business card.
It's embossed glossy cardstock.
The professional website.
Built it myself.
And you've worked hard to build your business.
Oh, you better believe it.
But you need clientele to grow your business. If you want to reach real and responsive humans to grow your business and do it under budget, call the radio station to start your marketing campaign. 858-535-1210. That's 858-535-1210. 858-535-1210.
What if I could tell you when a wildfire was going to happen? Of course, I can't, but shouldn't you be ready anyway? Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Lots going on. That's what I can tell you right off the bat. This segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing and my fantastic, wonderful, loyal, committed friends, Eric and Ingrid Holloway from Excalibur Roofing. If you've got any roof, anything, anywhere, anytime, I mean, if you just got the word roof in your conversation, right there next to that word roof should be Excalibur Roofing. That's how closely you should associate roofs with Excalibur Roofing. If you say roof, roofs, roofs, it should be Excalibur, Excalibur, Excalibur. Doesn't matter what it is, little, big. Their reputation is stellar, not just in the Christian community, by the way, but in the San Diego County area. Tough to have a stellar reputation as a roofer. And these are wonderful people. I encourage you to give them a buzz, 760-743-8803, or go to ExcaliburRoofing.com. That's their website. Or go to Facebook and type in Excalibur Roofing and just look at some pictures of them. And then you'll go, oh, these are the people that help pay for the show. Yep, that is exact amundo. We're going to get to Valentine's Day in just a second. We'll explain all the information on that and talk about that versus Taco Tuesday in a second. The reality is that I want you to pay attention to Whitefields Ministries and my good friend Steve Wheeler and his wife Coral. And I just encourage you to go to their website and check them out as a ministry. I've done it, 3 years with them. I think we've done with them. And we have helped, and they have helped, and we have worked together to advance the gospel, to promote them. They've promoted us as a station and as a show. And they've had the opportunity to lead dozens and hundreds of people to Jesus Christ. And in the ministry of Whitefields, thousands upon thousands. To the four corners of the earth. If you're not going to make the trip, but you want somebody to go in your stead and you want to connect to them, this is a great group to do it with. Whitefields.org. Whitefields comes out of John chapter 4, the Gospel of John chapter 4. Go to the website, check out the testimonies, check out the videos, check out the pictures, check out the stories. Outstanding material, outstanding ministry. Okay. I know most of you are thinking, what is going on that Dave is starting this off? Dave is not a legalistic type of Christian. Bible guy, for the most part. I do my best because I believe every single word is brought there by the Lord. I just have a little more faith that God can move it from translation to translation. After all, every single English translation came out of the Greek. So we know there's got to be at least one translation that took place. All right, so the bottom line there is, why would you start off the segment Valentine's Day? My eye. I will say that for many people, it is Taco Tuesday. It's Taco Tuesday, Valentine's Taco Tuesday, which means if you buy two tacos, you get two free, and then that way you can not spend as much money, and you've just done a really good job. Let me tell you the history of Valentine's, and then in the last minute of the segment, I'm going to completely destroy everything you've ever heard in the most loving possible way that I know how. First and foremost, the actual history of Valentine's. And Valentine's Day in the 3rd century, the Roman emperor was invaded by the Goths. At the same time, the plague of Cyprian, probably smallpox, broke out, killing at its height 5,000 people a day. So many died that the Roman army was depleted of soldiers, needing more soldiers to fight the invading Goths, and believing that men fought better if they were not married, Emperor Claudius II banned traditional marriage from the military. This is where it comes from. Emperor Claudius quelled internal rivalries resulting from previous emperors' assassination attempts on him. And there was a very strong position against citizens who were not loyal to the Roman gods. Citizens were forced to worship the Roman gods by placing a pinch of incense on the fire before their statues. Those who refused worship of the Roman gods were considered unpatriotic enemies of the state, and they were killed. Ooh. There was a persecution specifically targeting Christians with legislation forcing them to deny their conscience or die. During the first three centuries of Christianity, there were about 10 major persecutions in which the government threw Christians to the lions, boiled them alive, had their tongues cut out, or worse. And a lot of Christian writings were thereby destroyed as they tried to eliminate Christianity. Because so many records were destroyed, the details of St. Valentine's life are not that excessive. In fact, the first printed area goes to about 1260 in the Legendum Sanctorum by Jacobus de Voragine in the Nuremberg Chronicle 1493 as well. St. Valentine was either a priest in Rome or a bishop in Italy. You know, one of those are kind of thinking it was this. He suffered the emperor's wrath because he stood up for traditional marriage, and he was secretly marrying soldiers to their young brides. So he was in defiance of the political spectrum. They arrested him. They dragged him. They condemned him to die. For those that don't know, there's a rumor that he had prayed for somebody in jail, and they had recovered their sight. That's pretty, you know, it's just historical. You got to figure it out. They beat him with clubs and stones, and they kept failing to kill this guy. And finally, they beheaded him. So basically what took place is when he would do a marriage, people often would, or he would do this marriage, and instead of, you know, doing anything else, he would say, you know, this is from your Valentine. This is from me, your Valentine. So that's kind of how this whole thing got started. Now, from there and into America, come on. Right? I mean, you could come up with the most spiritual pastrami sandwich origin in the world. You know, the Lord gave it to Elijah. Okay, that was a little joke. And somehow when it gets to America, you know, it wasn't really corned beef or wasn't really pastrami until they put the American or the Swiss cheese, which is, you know, made in America kind of thing. It's like, it's just how we are. Come on. But when they signed the acknowledgement, when Valentine signed the acknowledgement for a marriage or whatever, they would typically use, he would typically use an X. And the X's and O's, by the way, came from the X came from the Greek name for Christ, which begins with the letter X, which is the Greek called Chai. And so there would be an X, and that's why people say it's Xmas, not Christmas. So when they do that, it's not total disrespect. There's actually some heritage. Unfortunately, most people who do Xmas are just too lazy to say the word Christ or Christmas. I mean, that's really what's happening there. So anyway, there was this big deal, and the X became Christ's cross, and eventually that became a, you know, crisscross, and that's what people do, crisscross on their chest. That's where it all started. Isn't that fantastic? It's great. Who cares about, you know, it's like, who cares what they did with it? You know, people do the same goofy thing with Christmas. Oh my gosh, it's Christmas. God is freaking out because you've picked a day to celebrate Jesus. Like, okay, sit down. Take your meds. Relax. But that's not why I say Valentine's Day, my eye. Now you'll get the real story. That's a very nice beginning to Valentine's Day, historical information. If you want, WorldNet Daily's got a couple of other things that they talk about. It's really cool. That's not what happened. I'll tell you what happened where I'm saying Valentine's Day, my eye. Are you ready for this, Tugboat Todd? This, are you
yes.
ready for this? Okay, this morning. I woke up. I had to get up at 4:55 this morning because we had an early meeting here at the station. Those are my favorite days. Anyway, I woke up and my wonderful best friend, loving wife woke up and we kind of just moved a little bit. Dog was on the bed, of course. And she looked over at me. And she goes, will you be my Valentine? Isn't that nice? And she leans over to give me a hug, and I lean over to give her a hug, and she punches me right in the eye. By accident. She was trying to put her arms around me, but somehow her arm or her hand turned into a little bit of a rock of Gibraltar, and then, bang, right in the eyeball. And now you know why I say Valentine's Day, my eye! Get it? You are my Valentine as well, my lovely best friend. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station, here in San Diego, California. When we come back, there'll be more of whatever we're doing.
The David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Hey K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted K-Praise partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
The average age of Protestant pastors in the United States is now pretty close to the retirement age of 62. This is Truth Itself. I'm Bob Dittmer. The study was a partnership between Pepperdine University and Barna. Barna President David Kinnaman said, the average age of today's Protestant leader in the last 25 years has gotten 10 years older. In 1991, when George Barna wrote his book, Today's Pastors, the typical pastor was 44 years old. And now, just 25 years later, the typical pastor is 54 years old. This is a critical issue if we're going to have the ranks of young leaders filling the pipeline of spiritual leadership today. The study, which involved interviews with more than 14,000 pastors over 3 years, found that only about one in seven pastors was younger than 40. In an earlier report addressing aging clergy, Lifeway President Tom Rainer said, the most common reason for pastors and staff holding on to their current positions is financial. Like their peers in the secular world, the Great Recession took its toll on their retirement accounts. Even worse, too many did not prepare financially for retirement at all. The Barna study mined data from pastors in the areas of self, church, and culture. Pastors were asked questions looking at issues such as how they're growing spiritually, whether they like working with a board of elders, how do they respond to crises, and their assessment of the toughest challenges in pastoring in today's society. How would you best describe your health care? The word affordable probably is not the first one to come to mind. Well, here's some good news. There's actually a trusted health care option that is affordable. It's called MediShare. Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your health care. MediShare is not available in Montana. MediShare, affordable biblical health care. The phone number is 844-49-BIBLE. That's 844-49-BIBLE. You can see these stories and more on our website, truthitself.com. Truth Itself, news that impacts your faith, family, and country.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. You're not supposed to have this much fun on Christian radio. But see, there's the problem. The problem is people actually think that. That they don't think they're supposed to have fun on Christian radio. Like, really? Seriously? You know, I was thinking about this. I hope to get into my segment here. I was thinking about this. People... We need to be aware that the persecution for Christians is real. We need to be aware of the things that are going around us. But people are so mad and they're so uptight, and they're so worried, and they're so intense. Everybody is living every moment in such an intense fashion that the stress levels of people is probably through the roof. Contrary to scripture, which does not give us permission to operate our lives in stress, there is a seriousness to life, but there is an excessiveness to anything. In fact, the word heretic, by the way, in Titus chapter 3 has to do with the person that took a particular doctrine to an extreme, and they just take it to the extreme, 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 and they can't see anything else but that one thing. And when you are so overly serious that you cannot have any joy in your life, you're not operating like Jesus did, because he had joy in his life. You're not operating in the presence of God, because in his presence is the fullness of joy. You're not operating in very much strength, because the joy of the Lord is our strength. And we have to be careful. It's not that the cause or the message is mild. It's not. But Jesus told his disciples in the midst of intense time, come ye apart and rest a while. There has to be a break. I was doing some studying, and you know, I'm doing my master's in theological study, and they have this element where we have this discussion, and they talk about all these different ministers, and the ministers that last the longest, you know, they got stats for everything. I mean, they got stats for colored Bibles in church. It's just kind of weird. You know, is it blue, is it black, is it red, is it beige, is it brown? It's like, wow. But the pastors and the ministers that did the best in a one-year period, a 52-week period, they took somewhere between 4 and 5 weeks off, 4 weeks in a row to get a complete break. It's like, wow. Wow. I mean, that's just amazing to me. What's more amazing is they did the best because you just sometimes need to go, and then just kind of like starting. It's like, there's no question about it. That's exactly what our life is, by the way. Testify your very own existence in a 24-hour period. When you're done and it's 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 1 o'clock, you go to bed. And for the next, you know, 7 or 8 hours, you regenerate. 1/3 of your life in the natural is regeneration. Ooh, good one, Dave. That's why you better have a good pillow. I'm just saying. All right. Let's get to our next DDD called God Has a Better Watch. What do you got for me?
There are movements so perfect. The most perfect mechanical watch movement in the world.
You doing a watch commercial right there?
Okay.
God Has a Better Watch. Tugboat Todd just gave us a commercial of somebody's better watch. Which company was that, by the way? Do you remember? Okay, we'll just leave that there. 2 Kings 8:4-6. I have a watch. I'm not kidding on my hand. It keeps perfect time, except the second hand is broken and slides around underneath the two other hands continually. But since I'm up to the minute guy, I'm not worried about the second. 2 Kings 8:4-6. Here we go. Now the king was talking to Gehazi, the servant of the man of God, saying, please relate to me all the great things that Elisha has done. And as he was relating to the king how he had restored the life of one who was dead, behold, the woman whose son he had restored to life appealed to the king for her house and for her field. And Gehazi said, oh, Lord, oh, king, this is the woman. And this is her son whom Elisha has restored to life. When the king asked the woman, she related it to him. So the king appointed for her a certain officer, saying, restore all that was hers and all the produce of the field from the day that she has left the land even until now. So Gehazi was a servant of Elisha before he kind of got greedy and got in trouble and got fired, essentially. And so he's a servant. He's telling the king all these things that Elisha has done. Oh, this guy did this. He did this. He did this miracle and this miracle. Elijah did 7 miracles. You remember that Elijah did 7. Then and Elisha asked for a double portion, did 14 miracles. So it's like, oh, that's really cool. They're telling the story. And while the guy is telling the king the story, while it's happening, the lady that he's talking about with the child that came back to life through Elisha, she comes and is beseeching the king for her property and for her rights back and for her life back while the guy is telling the story. You just have to show what's going on. So the guy's telling a story, and she just happens to be motoring into the palace going, I need to petition with the king. And the dude's going, that's her. How unbelievable, right? Wrong that it's so unbelievable because God's timing is perfect. That's the whole point. God has a better watch. God's timing on every event that happens in your life and my life is perfect. Unlike us who look at God's timing and go, I don't get it. God knows exactly what he's doing. In fact, God's timing is perfect. God's divine timing is perfect. His divine appointment is perfect. He's not back there going, you know, I was going to work this out, but it didn't work out, so I'm just going to forget the whole thing. Rats. It's like, that's not how it goes, man. When the Lord wants to really get something done, all of the powers of the universe that exist are in his submission, and it gets done. Divine timing, divine appointment, and divine destiny are absolutely in the hand of God. What most people who aren't believers would say is that, well, when Gehazi was telling that story to the king and that woman came in at that exact moment, the unbelievers would say that's a coincidence. Believing Christians who believe in God but don't believe God, and there's a big difference between believing in God and believing God, but believing Christians who don't believe God, they just believe in God, even they would say, well, that was a lucky moment, wasn't it? Or a fortunate moment. But those of us who are convinced that God is actively involved in the affairs of our existence and the affairs of men and in our day-to-day routines, Jesus affirming this by saying that even the hairs of our head are numbered, those of us who fully believe, born-again, Bible-believing Christians who believe everything in Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21, look at a story like this and say, Lord, do that with me. Have it perfect in timing. Have it perfect in appointment. Have it perfect in destiny. Let it manifest exactly as you manifest it for that woman who had the son restored, just exactly at the right moment, at the perfect time. It happened exactly how it's supposed to happen. Let me see things that way. Otherwise, we're operating in our own understanding. And how's that going for you? I know people hate when I do that, but look, I'm not saying this just to you. I'm saying it to me. I have stuff happens all the time. I go, ooh, boy, God, you could have done that different, right? This could have been better if it had done it this time. If you had just waited till April, I could have got this done. Yeah, we do it all the time. Instead of recognizing that God has a better watch and divine timing, divine appointment, divine destiny are important and in the hand of God. And for that, we can trust him. Can you say amen? You certainly should be able to. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, then we're coming back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Maranatha Christian Schools is a premier college preparatory program serving preschool through 12th grade students in San Diego. Join us for our junior high and high school info night and elementary open house on Thursday, February 16th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. This is a perfect opportunity to get to know us and hear why our students are thriving in academics, athletics, performing arts, and our many programs. Our principals will be there to answer all of your questions. Maranatha Christian Schools is distinctly academic and undeniably Christian. For more information about Maranatha Christian Schools open house and info night on Thursday, February 16th, go to maranathachristianschools.org. That's maranathachristianschools.org. Or call 858-759-9737. That's 858-759-9737.
2 minutes. The world is changing. Don't get caught unprepared. Join the For Such a Time as This conference, February 17th and 18th at Calvary Chapel, Oceanside. How can you not only survive, but spiritually thrive during these challenging times? How is Israel God's prophetic timepiece? What are our God-appointed callings in these times? Hear powerful, inspirational speakers, including the world's foremost Jewish apologist and radio host, Dr. Michael Brown, co-host of the Way of the Masters TV show, Ray Comfort, and Tom Doyle, the award-winning author of Dreams and Visions in the Muslim World and Terrorism, Living Your Faith When It's Not Safe. Plus, you'll be able to see the world's only complete set of ancient Old Testament scrolls and experience Tabernacle Alai, a life-size reenactment of the biblical tabernacle. Don't miss For Such a Time as This, Israel, Islam, and the Church, President's Day weekend at Calvary Chapel, Oceanside. Early registration, just $19. Space is limited. Register at IsraelNowConference.com. That's IsraelNowConference.com.
1 Thessalonians 3 says, "May the Lord make your love increase and overflow for each and every one of you." So how are you doing? This is Jim Garlow. Now take a look at 1 Thessalonians 4. It says, "Now about brotherly love, we do not need to write to you, for you yourselves have been taught by God to love each other." Wow, that's quite a compliment. Apparently, they were loving each other well. But it goes on to say in verse 10, "And in fact, you do love, yet we urge you, do so more and more." The Spirit of God would say to us, learn to love and grow your love even more and more for those around you. So let me ask you again, how are you doing in making your love increase for other believers around you? That is the purpose and that is the function of the local church. Be a part of it. There's more at jimgarlow.com.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. This segment, by the way, brought to you by our good friend Sam Rasul. Now, I know you hear his commercials. Then you hear me talking about Sam, and you're probably like, "Dave, talk about Sam." I mean, yeah, he's a Palestinian Christian. You're a Jewish Christian. You guys get together, have good fellowship. I get it. Yes, but what Sam said the last time counts. And that is, throughout this year, you will encounter, if not yourself, five people that are either selling or buying in some form, in some way, in some shape, real estate. And all Sam is saying is, if they are just a little bit unsure, if they're not working steady with a Freddie, an Eddie, or a Nettie, you absolutely need to turn them on to Sam. Okay? Just that simple. You got to send them to Sam. Send them to Sam. Send them to Sam. Because Sam is a great guy to work with. He's one of the top real estate agents in the country. He does phenomenal things with people that are selling their house, not just the fronting of $25,000 for them to fix up the house, and then at the close of escrow, he takes the money back out with no interest charge. Not only does he spend extra time with the seller to make sure that the seller knows what's going on, what the market's doing, what the house is worth, and how much blood, sweat, and tears and tender love and care matter. He also will take the commish and give that to whatever church, ministry, or charity that that person desires, 25% of it. That's a commitment to your profession. So we tell people, thinksam.com. You got anything going on, real estate, at all, think Sam. 858-780-1SAM. 858-780-1SAM. ThinkSam.com. Send them to Sam. Right? I like that. Send them to Sam. All right. Does this have a sound? This does not have a sound. We cannot come up with a sound with this one. This is called How Will We Face Him? How Will We Face Him? I think this is one I wrote this morning, now that I'm looking at it. Because I'm looking at remembering my devotional time this morning. Amos chapter 4, verses 12 through 13. Amos chapter 4, verse 12 through 13. "Therefore, Israel, That is what I will do to you. And since I will do that to you, Israel, prepare to meet your God. He is here, the one who forms the mountains, creates the winds, and reveals his thoughts to man, the one who makes the dawn out of darkness. Let me tell you something about this text in Amos 4, 12 through 13. Not just at first glance, but at reading and in context when God is saying all this, this is not favorable, so you can understand. Now, I'm going to pull something favorable out of it, but by and large, this is not favorable because the children of Israel at this point have perverted by going after other gods, and they keep ignoring God. And here's the thing. God's not only sent them prophets, not only sent them, you know, people to warn them, he also sent certain circumstances in their life, one after the other after the other, to try and get the people to turn their faces towards God. And now God has reached the point where he's not too happy that they're not responding. And here's what he says. He says, prepare. And if you're not sure what the word prepare is, pretty much like what you would think it is. If you're preparing for a test, you get ready, you study, you put some time into it, you put some thought into it, you try to understand the material. Well, that's what God's saying. Try to understand, prepare to meet your God. Now, in this context, it's not the way you want to meet God. In this context, it's the same as, you ever heard of this in a television show? Prepare to meet your maker. Well, it comes from this. This is where it comes from. In the Holman Christian Bible, it uses the word God. In other versions, it uses the word maker. Prepare to meet your maker. And anytime you hear that, that's not a positive. it's kind of like a negative. You see what I'm saying? And then the Lord gets a little more firm. And he says, you know, the one who forms the mountains and creates the wind. Now God is pulling out his ID. You understand that, right? I'm the guy that made the mountains. Take a look at those, right? Pretty good calling card. Oh, by the way, I direct the wind. It's like, ooh, ooh, ooh. And then at the end, as he gets ready to kind of, you know, pounce on them, because he's really not happy with them, he says, I'm the one, I make the dawn come out of the darkness, okay? And right at that point, as I'm reading, I'm like, you know, if I'm, you know, a person who doesn't know the Lord, I'm thinking, I'm getting ready because this is ugly, every one of these. But then as I was looking that, I thought, you know, is it inappropriate for me to look at this passage being one who can't wait to see the Lord and see some from a different angle just to be encouraged by it? Because for me, when the Lord comes, it's going to be wonderful. For some people, it will not be wonderful. For me, if the trumpet blows right now and I don't finish the sentence, well, that's the best thing in the world. You get it? So in a sense, you understand in context. I'll make sure everybody understands that from top to bottom, no questions asked. Amos 4, 12 through 13, all in context. This is the Lord not being happy. But in application, divine situation application, divine application principle, DAP, you look at this and you think, here's God. He says, get ready. You're going to meet your God. He tells you, you know, I'm the one that forms the mountains. I'm the one that creates the wind. So reverence should be at the forefront of your mind. But then he says this, I'm the one who brings the dawn out of the darkness. And immediately, what did I think of? When you think of dawn out of darkness, you think there's darkness, but then it comes to an end and then there's dawn, right? So it's kind of like light, right, that comes out of the darkness. And then I'm thinking, so the darkness not being good and the dawn being a better thing, then I'm thinking, man, Romans 8, 28. We know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. So as a believer, when he says to me, dawn out of the darkness, I can dance. Because God brings great things out of terrible things in my life and in your life all the time. And when the Lord comes, it's going to be horrible for people that reject the gospel. It's going to be terrible that have people that have despised the Lord. But for us believers, it's one of our greatest strengths, one of our hopes of existence, is he's going to split the sky and we're going to be with him forever and ever. And there's going to be a trumpet that blows and we're going to be in the presence of the Lord forever. So I'm looking forward to the day of the Lord. And so you can understand from a New Testament principle what I'm talking about. 1 John chapter 2, verse 28 says, "So now, little children, remain in him so that when he appears, we may have boldness and not be ashamed before him at his coming." When the Lord comes as believers, we're going to be so happy. It will be, I mean, you don't want to say it this way, but it's impossible not to. But it will be a verification of that which we have believed and that which we have lived for. And when he comes, instead of running into the caves and hiding and asking the rocks to fall upon us, when the Lord comes, we're going to open up our arms, if we've not already been taken, and just take us. Instead of running away from the Lord, what will we do when he comes, the second coming? We will run to the Lord. What should Adam have done in the garden? He shouldn't have run away from the Lord when the Lord came in the garden. But in his right mind, he would have run to the Lord. But sin had taken over, and he was operating in fear. Well, when Jesus comes back as a brother and a sister in the Lord, I can tell you one thing. We're going to be operating in joy. In fact, John says, remain in him so that when he appears, we're going to have a boldness and not be ashamed when he comes. I mean, you and I have done many things that we have done wrong, but brother and sister, that's what grace is all about. That's what forgiveness is all about. That's what redemption is all about. Anybody who's going to be judged based on their works will not make it. Anybody who's in the book of life, which only comes about for those who acknowledge the testimony of God, they will make it. It won't be based on their works. It'll be based on their acknowledgement of the testimony of God and that their names were written in the book of life. And if your name is not written in the book of life, you need to make sure by acknowledging God's testimony regarding Jesus Christ, accept the Lord Jesus Christ, receive the Lord Jesus Christ, John chapter 1, verse 12, as your Lord and as your Savior, and make sure your name is written in the book. Because when it's over and when that trumpet blows and when that book is read, if your name is not in that book, you are not getting in. And the names that are written in the book are written in red ink, the blood of Jesus Christ. Be prepared, be ready to face God. You will face him. If you're a believer, with joy. If you're an unbeliever or a denier or a liar, with no joy whatsoever. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, then we're coming back. Don't go anywhere.
In my heart. Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Wow! In addition to being experts at new roof construction, old roof repairs, remodeling and maintenance, did you know that Excalibur Roofing is also an expert in waterproofing? That's right. No water allowed. Sorry, rubber ducky. From using the top-of-the-line Life Deck systems for deck coating to flat or sloping roofs, Excalibur Roofing covers the angles. Get it? With over 20 years of experience, an active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in roofing classifications, plus testimonials from people just like you, you can count on Excalibur Roofing. Call 760-743-8803. That number again, 760-743-8803. Or go online to their website at excaliberroofing.com. The best part of all their estimates are free. Just give them a call. What have you got to lose? But leaks, not onions. 760-743-8803. For residential or commercial help, remember Excalibur Roofing. They've got you covered.
We know how much God loves us because he sent his son to save us.
Our daily bread.
Today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional was written by Jennifer Benson Schultz. When When a series of pink I love you signs mysteriously appeared in the town of Welland, Ontario, local reporter Marianne Firth decided to investigate. Her sleuthing turned up nothing. Weeks later, new signs appeared featuring the name of a local park, along with a date and time. Accompanied by a crowd of curious townspeople, Firth went to the park at the appointed time. There she met a man wearing a suit who had cleverly concealed his face. Imagine her surprise when he handed her a bouquet and proposed marriage. The mystery man was Ryan St. Denis, her boyfriend. She happily accepted. St. Denis' expression of love toward his fiancée may seem a bit over the top, but God's expression of love for us is nothing short of extravagant. 1 John tells us, "This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him." Jesus is not merely a token of love, like a rose passed from one person to another. He is the divine human who willingly gave up his life, so that anyone who believes in him for salvation can have an everlasting covenant relationship with God. Romans 8:39 tells us, "Nothing can separate a Christian from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Sometimes we need a little extra motivation to spend time in God's Word each day. And now it couldn't be easier. With Our Daily Bread, download the mobile app for your Apple or Android device at getodbtoday.org. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Something I have failed to tell you throughout the day, you can reach the show, davidspoon@kprz.com. davidspoon@kprz.com is a great way to do it. We also encourage you to go to Facebook, though I don't really do much with it. But you can go there and send me. The one thing I do with the Facebook, people send me private notes. So that's kind of the main thing. And then finally, we encourage you to go to hisappointment.com. We have sold a couple extra copies on the book. You know, it's a blessing because the book sold like 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 1,000 copies. But as it's move along, it's important for me to be able to say it without feeling prideful or arrogant about it. Although I was reading part of it the other day and I was like, you know, for a first book, this is a lot of deep stuff. I should have done poetry. Something really easy, you know, something that makes a lot of sense, you know. But me, no, I had to get that first part out of me. I have no idea what a second book is going to be or when it's going to be. After all, I'm in the middle of doing my master's degree plus doing two full-time jobs, plus driving an hour a day. So I'm feeling like that's enough for right now. Except for now, my grandson, soon-to-be grandson, he's 2 weeks away. And, you know, I'm feeling full. It's a good thing that football's over because then I have more time. All right, let's get into the next exciting DDD. I'm going to challenge you with a really long verse. Okay, this one has some sound to it, right? Do we have sound? The results of seeking. What do we have?
We got to keep searching, searching. Find a place to hide, searching, searching.
That's like a Beach Boys thing. Right? But it's not quite. What is it?
Dale something. Dale Shannon.
Oh, there you go. All right. That's a little bit more interesting. Here we go. Amos chapter 5, verse 4. And the Lord says to the house of Israel, here we go. What'd you say, Lord? Here it is. Seek me and live. Wait, what? And the Lord says to the house of Israel, seek me and live. Seek me. We've talked about this before. Setting our minds and our hearts is the process of seeking, which is why Matthew chapter 6, verse 33 says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be provided for you. A little bit of argument in the theology realms as to his righteousness, whether that's an individual righteousness or the righteousness that comes from God, which is ultimately the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Doesn't matter. I mean, that's a seek first the kingdom of God. If you're seeking God, you're seeking his righteousness from a practical point of view and from a judicial point of view, which is also the righteousness of Christ. And all these things will be provided for you. Cool. So here's the problem with seek me. Here's the problem with seek first. Here's the difficulty with make God the priority. Here is the trouble that I want to talk to you about it from that practical application. To seek God first, to seek him, to set our minds and our hearts upon him, this requires us to do something we don't like to do. This requires us to face a fear of not controlling what's going on. When you seek the Lord first, when you set your hearts and minds on the Lord first, you have to face your own fear of letting go. I'll tell you something else this does. If you seek God first, if you seek his kingdom first, if you seek him and his righteousness first, it forces you to trust God. You don't have a choice. If you are actually pouring your energy into advancing in your communion with the Lord, you are going to have to give up energy in some other places. One of those places you're going to have to give that up is in your control power, which then forces you to trust God. If you make a decision to seek God, you will be forced to trust God. So in a nutshell, it's not complex. Guess what else it'll do? It's got all these wonderful effects. It will reduce your pride. Why? Well, because you're seeking God first. You're seeking him with your heart and with your mind and with your very being and with all your energy, which means that you are not the center of anything. Oh, what? But I like being the center of everything in my life. Yeah, but you can't be the center of everything in your life and seek God first, can you? Nope, guess not. You know what else seeking the Lord will do? It will enhance your faith because you have to use it in order to do that. You see, you can't set your heart and your mind on the Lord unless you're really going to use faith. What? I actually got to use that faith stuff? Doesn't that make me charismatic? Am I not going to become a Baptist if I do that? You got to use your faith. Really? That takes a lot of thought there? No, doesn't take a lot of thought. You have to. You know what else you have to use? Oh, do you like this one? It's the opposite of pride. Oh, you got to use humility. Fine, I surrender, which is what the Lord has been wanting to hear from you and I forever and a day. But here's something you might like to know about this whole, you got to face the fear of lack of control. It forces you to trust. It reduces your pride. You have to use humility and it enhances your faith. All those things to seek him, seek first his kingdom, seek his righteousness. All of that will bring something you don't have, which is an unspoken peace, which goes with you wherever you go. Ooh, I don't have to medicate to get that. Nope. It's a benefit from the Lord. And we'll close with this. And finally, it produces life, where when we control things, it produces death. Got it? Get it and keep it. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Taking a short break. You're going to hear Marty, then we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
More local, national, and heavenly talk on the David Spoon Experience. AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station.